I know you are a praying woman, Mother.
Maybe we can put together a few items and drop them over to her tomorrow.
So I ask you to pray for me, Mother.
Miss Ida May is so proud, we best leave the basket at the door. That way she won't feel shame.
Cause I can't stand stupidity, Mother.
No need for shame. We all need help sometimes. But just in case, leaving it at the door will probably be best.
Like what's going on here in Boyd Center. Ooh, I have a mind to have words with Mr. Webb. Now, he knows.
Now, Hope, what do you think you can say to change his mind? It's his store.
Mother, that don't make it right. And he knows his mama, God rest her soul, would have a fit. Now, she was white, but she was fair.
Girl, you got to be careful what you say to these white folk.
We are living in troubled times.
Well, somebody's liable to get their little feelings hurt.
Not you, Hope.
We pray that it won't be you.
Just be careful, Hope. I have never known you to mince words.
Mother, you know I'm still working on it after all these years. My folks knew my mouth could one day get me in trouble. So they taught me respect, since you can't teach patience. No. My mama's way would be to pray and then start fussing at me.
That sounds just like you, Mother.
Child, you better hush.
She would pray and fuss and pray to protect me. Daddy would say I need to learn to pick my battles. He kept working with me, but I tried his patience. He said, there's gonna come a day when you will have to say what's on your mind. But you've got to accept the consequence of your actions.
I heard you speak of your mama, but I never heard you say anything about your daddy until now.